We continue in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Terumot. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. Previously we learned in the first Mishnah that to designate Tahor produce as Truma for the purpose of Tameh produce is something that we should not do Lechatchila, but if it was done, Bediavad it's Truma. Over here the Mishnah is going to deal with the opposite. En tomim min hatameh al hatahor. We are not allowed to separate truma from tameh produce for the purpose of tahor produce. Because instead of giving the kohen tahor produce that he could eat, you're going to give him instead tameh produce that he can't eat. So therefore you cannot make fruits that are tameh truma in order to exempt fruits that are tahor. The im taram, if one did so, he separated Terumah from Tameh on the Tahor. Well, it depends. Shogeg Terumato Terumah. The halacha is, if he did so by mistake, meaning he didn't know that it was Tameh, so then the Terumah is valid. Umezid lo asa klum. But if he did it knowingly, then he hasn't done anything, which means the Terumah is not effective and he has to separate Terumah again. Similarly, the Mishnah says, "V'chen ben Levi shaya lo ma'aser tevel," a Levi that had ma'aser, he received from the Israel the ma'aser rishon. Now, as we know already, the Levi who receives ma'aser rishon, he now has to remove from the ma'aser rishon what's called trumat ma'aser to give it to the kohen. Before he removes the trumat ma'aser, the ma'aser is called tevel for him; he's not allowed to eat it. So, a ben Levi shaya lo ma'aser tevel, a ben Levi who had ma'aser rishon, from which trumat ma'aser has not yet been separated, and it is tameh. Let's say this ma'aser rishon happens to be tameh. Haya mafrish ala veholech, and he repeatedly separated trumat ma'aser from it, for the ma'aser rishon, which is tahor. So once again, the Mishnah says, shogeg mashe asa asui, if he did it by mistake, he didn't know that what he separated as Tumat Maser was Tameh. The Tumat Maser is valid. Mezid lo asa klum. But if he did it purposely, then it's not effective. And therefore he has to separate Tumat Maser again. Rabbi Yehuda, however, has a different opinion here. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haya yodea bo batechila. If let's say at first he knew that it was Tameh, even if he later was mistaken, meaning he forgot that it was Tameh, so when he separated the Trumah, he did it by mistake. But if he knew in the beginning previously that it's Tameh, then we say Lo Asa Klum. That Trumah that he removed, that he designated, is not effective. Since at one point he knew that the produce was Tameh, so we say that he knowingly designated the Tameh produce as Trumah for the Tahor produce, and that is an invalid act of removing Trumah. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to deal with a case that is similar to what we just spoke about, although it's not related to the Halachot of Trumah, it relates to the Halachot of Shabbat, but it is similar in that there is a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Hamatbil kelim beShabbat. If someone immersed utensils that were tameh in a mikveh on Shabbat, he immersed them in a mikveh in order to make them tahor. Now that is forbidden to be done on Shabbat. To take a tameh utensil and to immerse it in the mikveh is like repairing a broken utensil, and that is prohibited on Shabbat, as the Bar Tanura says here. Mipnei shenir'e kim taken keli. It's like repairing a vessel. So it's asur midrabanan. So now, if he did so anyway, if he immersed his kelim on Shabbat, shogeg ishtamesh bahem, mezid lo ishtamesh bahem. If he did so by mistake, meaning let's say he didn't know that it was Shabbat, or he didn't know that you're not allowed to do so, so then he is allowed to use the utensils that he immersed. Mezid lo ishtamesh bahem. But if he did so knowingly, then he cannot use them, because he deliberately violated a halacha of Shabbat midrabanan, and therefore there is a knas midrabanan forbidding him to benefit from his sin. Hameaser vehamvashel beShabbat. If someone took off maasrot from food on Shabbat, or if someone cooked food on Shabbat. So, shogeg yochal, mezid lo yochal. According to the Tana here in the Mishnah, if he did so by mistake, he's allowed to eat the food that he removed ma'asrot from, or the cooked food. But if he did so mezid lo yochal, if he did so knowingly, he's not allowed to eat it. Hanoteya b'Shabbat. If someone planted a tree on Shabbat, this is something that is obviously asur mideoraita. Shogeg yekayem. If he did so by mistake, he's allowed to keep the tree. Mezid ya'akor. But if he did so knowingly, he must uproot the tree. Ubashevi'id ben shogeg ben mezid ya'akor. If let's say someone planted a tree during the Shemitah year, so in that case, whether he sinned by mistake or he did it knowingly, he has to uproot the tree. The Chachamim treated one who violates Shemitah more strictly than one who violated Shabbat, because people are more likely to transgress the halachot of Shemitah than the halachot of Shabbat. And therefore, Chachamim made a special stringency when it comes to the halacha of Shemitah, that even if you planted it b'shogeg, which we know you're not allowed to plant trees on the year of Shvi'it, of Shemitah, even if he did it b'shogeg, ya'akor, he must uproot it. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.